5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, let's see if it'll make you awkward. Not you specifically, but everybody. A survey was done. Let's say we all go to the beach together. The five of us, like, that's, hey, we're having a staff meeting at the beach.
Very likely. That yeah, is something that would happen. Okay.
That's 4 or 5 times a summer. Yeah. All right. So we're there, Hot Wings.
Okay.
And Steve says, and Annette told me not to get a burn on my back anymore. She thinks it's going to give me a carcinoma. Mm-hmm. Will you put sunscreen on my back?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Would it make you uncomfortable?
Not that much. See, I mean, a little bit. But.
Would it make you uncomfortable having Hobbings do that for you?
Not if I asked him to.
Right. Would you ask him to?
Yeah. But I think it's different for us because I know that hey, Hot Wings, I know this is going to be weird, but can you lube up my back?
Yeah.
Because I know that it's going to lead to us.
It's going to be on social media.
Yeah. I'll say, I don't know. It depends. Can I make funny noises while I do it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Right. And then we're going to talk about it on the radio.
It is a little bit different. What percentage of men said it would make them feel uncomfortable to do that?
99%
for a male friend.
80.
Only 42%.
Oh, good. That's good.
Okay.
Now, Kelly, if Maitland asked you to put sunscreen on her, you're not even going to think about it.
Yeah,
wouldn't bother either. And I think that's true for women in general, not just because of this job. Women's only 10% said they would feel weird putting sunscreen on a female friend. I'm actually surprised it's that high, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's only, I think it would be more uncomfortable for me to put it to cross genders than it would to put it on you guys. Like if Maitland said, can you put sunscreen on me? I go, this feels weird.
That would, yeah.
Like it just would.
Yeah. That would gross my hands out.
What about like spray sunscreen?
Oh, that's different.
Totally
that's
different.
Totally different. Yeah, it's totally
but no,
different.
No, I agree though. And I'm just kidding, by the way, but it'd be different. It'd be like, I don't know. It's a little too much.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't ask Kelly or Maitland to put sunscreen on.
You're one step away from back rub.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Right. And I know if I asked them, they'd feel the rippling back muscles and it'd just make it weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go over the cysts that I've tried shaving and the mole that I also shaved over,
God,
too.
That is so
might
hot.
Be kind of gross. I don't know.
You know, you just know it's a little flatter.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. It's raised again.
Yeah.
Won't give up.
They're real tenacious.
Yeah.
I've had more than once when they shave the back of my neck at haircut places. Where they, I have a pretty good field of moles back there.
Oh, a mole field.
Gross.
Not really, but there's two or three.
A very rejected Kevin Costner film. Field of moles.
If you shave it, they will come.
They will come back.
Yeah.
But
for real.
It's a pretty regular thing to hear, oops, got that one, and then feel blood running down my neck. That's not fun at all.
Yeah, I have this like lump on the back of my head. And every time I get my hair cut, if it's the one person that is normally there when I get my hair cut, she'll be, you know, using the clippers. And then she'll make a point to be like tap on it and be like, what is that?
Every time.
I don't know. It's a lump.
Do you think it should be looked at?
I've had a couple of lumpectomies in my day. I think it's just another one of those.
It's just an anomaly. What percentage, this survey is mostly about men. What percentage of men would be uncomfortable saying I love you to a male relative?
Maybe 40%.
45%.
Okay.
Wow. So there's people that are more uncomfortable saying I love you to a male relative than
putting sunscreen on their shoulders.
Yeah, lotioning up that same person.
What if, okay, you take somebody who's a little uncomfortable. You say, all right, I want you to go put sunscreen on your Uncle Joe's back. Okay. And while you're doing it, tell him I love you. There's no way.
You know, I just wanted you to know I love you.
17% of men are uncomfortable.
Your fingers caught in their back hair.
Yeah. Oh, God. 17% of men are uncomfortable hugging a male friend.
What is the percentage?
17.
That's pretty low.
Okay. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, but that makes me feel one out of five dudes, like, you can't express yourself that way.
I mean, there's a reason we used to do
the I Love You Man challenge before everybody's caller ID made it so no one answered phones. But that was one of our favorite bits when we were on in New Jersey the first couple years and even a couple years after that.
Yeah.
Is have some guy call up his friend, and when he answers, go, and you know, it's always in the morning. Hey, Terry. Yeah. I love you. Yes. What? I mean, it would almost all, it never went, hey man, I love you too. Cause it was always so, part of the fun is it's so out of context.
Out of the blue. They're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
That was the answer most of the time. Do you need something, bro?
Are you in trouble?
No, I just called to say I love you. And they only won tickets if the person said I love you back. And so there was some times where it'd be like, you have anything you want to say to me? Giants won.
No. No, you called me.
You could just hear the discomfort with it. I loved it. 17% of women are uncomfortable saying I love you to a relative, a female relative. 5% of women are uncomfortable hugging a female friend.
Okay, that's pretty low.
Would any of you ever be uncomfortable? No, I know the answer. This is ridiculous. Let me change it. What percentage of men are uncomfortable going to a restaurant with one other male friend and sitting at a table? Like across from each other.
Like, oh no, everyone will think we're gay? Like,
I mean, that's the only
10%
thing I can think of.
6%.
4%.
It's got to be low.
I was going to say that has to be low.
But if you did that survey 30 years ago, I bet it would have been more like 30%.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, but even then, like old men all got together at McDonald's every morning and stuff. I mean, like, I think it takes a rare person.
Usually in a group.
It's a group, yeah. But one-on-one, I don't know.
There was only one category where men were less uncomfortable than women in a situation. Because women were more comfortable showing, like, just sort of, like, personal space and touching and saying things and everything else. Women were more comfortable sharing feelings and everything else. There was only one situation where men were less uncomfortable than women.
Oh, talking while urinating. I hate those guys.
Pooping in public.
You're both in the in the ballpark. It's definitely something done behind closed doors. Being nude in dressing rooms. 67% of women said they are uncomfortable being naked in front of other women at a dressing room, like at a locker room kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas men, only 49% said they were. And when it got to ages 50 and older, the number of men who were uncomfortable with it went down to like 10%.
Yeah, well, that explains nude men at the gym.
Yeah. Howings, when you turned 50, did you start being nude in public in locker rooms?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of a never nude, really. Like, the only people that see me nude are like the people I'm having a relationship with, you know, like that's it.
Do you wear like the guy on Arrested Development? Do you wear denim shorts underneath your clothes at all time?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I'm rarely
denim underwear.
Like, I mean, I'm almost never even shirtless in public, like at the beach or anything. I don't like it. I definitely don't want to see everybody else's junk.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I mean, not really. No, thanks. Yeah.
Steve, it's reported that you have what's called a pilar cyst. Hmm. I get them too. I've cut a few off myself.
Wow.
That's a rough phrase, isn't it?
Is that what was, like, you've heard them referred to as Bible cysts because people take a Bible and they just, bam!
Oh, let the Lord get it out?
I had never heard that until Kelly had that one on her hand she tried to hit with a Bible.
Yeah, I used to always get one on between, like, where my thumb and my wrist bone are.
Yeah.
Or at the bottom of my thumb, I'd always get it.
It didn't work, and the Bible caught on fire.
Yeah, it didn't. Mm. And my hand hurt real bad.
I don't know if I want to be hit in the back of my head.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, literally the worst option. Let's try to just burst it out of my skin.
All right, well, if anyone wants to...
Let's start small. Let's just hit you with the Old Testament.
Them for me.
That one's a little more violent. Yeah. We'll get you good.